16.4.
So, I'm here in a school in Chipping Sodbury where I'm talking to Eva Chakrabarty, who's a health and safety officer. Now, I have to say, Eva, I was a bit surprised to see what you were doing there. You were holding bubbles of methane and setting them alight. Exploding gases in front of children isn't what we expect from people like you.
No? Well, that's very much the kind of misconception we're trying to combat here. Health and safety is not about removing all risk from life. Personally, I'm into rock climbing, and I'm all for people having fun and excitement. Society relies on people doing hazardous jobs, whether it be working in quarries, on oil rigs, or in farming. But there's a difference between risks and recklessness. We analyse risk and set legal guidelines to reduce it.
OK, but that's the issue, those guidelines. We constantly hear stories of the reams of paperwork involved in setting up, say, a school trip. Doesn't it turn basic pleasures and education into a bureaucratic nightmare?
I wouldn't deny some forms are excessive, but I would query whether that's really down to us. We've produced templates for risk assessment for school trips that are just 3 pages long. However, some bodies in charge of implementation produce one form covering every type of assessment, with the result that they're overlong and contain much that's irrelevant to individual events.
Why don't you force the use of your forms then?
Well, they are widely available, and we're running a campaign on health and safety myths. But really, we're caught between a rock and a hard place. On the one hand, we have these hysterical stories in the media that we're imposing a nanny state. But then here, you're saying we should override local people on the ground. Actually, I think we should stick to our policy, which is providing standards that generally have the caveat that common sense should apply and changes only made where the cost is appropriate to the benefits.
So you're saying that many of the stories we hear, banning snowballs, stopping clowns blowing bubbles, punishing staff for moving chairs round a room, all those are essentially nonsense.
Well, yes, they may have a grain of truth, but they're usually overgeneralised or wrongly blamed on us. It's possible some schools have banned snowballs, but I think that's likely to have been a response to a particular incident and maybe fears of litigation. It's certainly not the result of anything we've said. The clown story is something similar. He was using a bubble-making machine and he couldn't get insurance. We didn't stop him. Actually, there is a risk there because the machines create lots of soapy liquid and on smooth surfaces they're a hazard. But we'd say used on grass, gravel or some other non-slip surface, they're great fun. Go ahead. As for the furniture in our office, we have chairs and desks fitted with lockable wheels that can be moved by anyone. But yes, we do have porters to shift other heavier furniture.
And you don't think that's excessive?
No, as I say, we're raising awareness and giving workers options. Literally thousands of people are injured at work because of disregard for safety standards. Helping avoid that saves heartache and millions in lost revenue.
Eva Chakrabarty, thank you very much.